Well, we have Don Mann online, and let us see exactly what's on Don Mann's mind. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Where are you located today?
I'm located outside of Wilmington, Delaware.
Wow. A lot of history there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you're dealing with a book, Oh God, Okay God, Now What? And it has to do with a lot of slogans, you say.
Yes, absolutely. The slogan is a short statement that encapsulates a lot of information really quickly. And so the Bible is full of them.
Hmm.
And what happened for me was that I got into a situation where my boss called me in one day, and he said some news was rather shocking to me. And as I walked out of the hallway, another vice president came up to me and said, better men than you have tried to turn that plan around. So long, it's been nice knowing you.
Hmm.
And, this thousands of lives were dependent upon what I did. And this was a technical problem. Scientists and engineers held the answer. It wasn't a management kind of thing or a marketing thing in this case. And what I had to do, they were all locked in fear, denial, and accusation. And what I had to do was give them hope and stir them out. In order for me to do that for them, I had to get out of fear and hopelessness myself. And so I did what I learned to do a long time ago, was I started seeking the Lord. And the process I used, I put into the book, Okay, God, Now What? Well, in a matter of about 6 years with that same group of people, we turned from losing to $500 million in sales.
Right.
And the process that I used, I put in the book, Okay, God, Now What? It was 15 years later before I understood the science behind it. And I was showing it to this guy named James, who's a veteran, who had come back from Iraq, and he was in sales, and frankly, it wasn't working for him. His job was in trouble. His marriage was in trouble. Things weren't working good. He'd actually been a minister in a church for years. But when he saw the biblical basis of the program I had, he dived right into it and started doing the affirmations or slogans. And in a very short amount of time, his life started to turn around. His sales started to go up. Things went really wonderful for him as he started doing them.
And give us an example. Are you saying, like, you reap what you sow? Is that a slogan?
Well, that is a slogan, but that's not necessarily the kind that's going to move you forward. An example of one that we have here is, I'm always calm, succinct, happy, and outstanding when speaking, being interviewed, or presenting a seminar or keynote. I'm superior in effective communication in all styles and situations in which my listeners hear or my readers read what I'm saying to clear understanding, and they feel what I am feeling. I'm a master presenter and persuader on and off the platform.
Wow, I wouldn't want to try to read that on a billboard. That's quite lengthy.
Well, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance is also a slogan.
Yeah.
By that definition, and you wouldn't want to read that going down the highway either.
That is for sure.
So you put these things into memory, and the way the subconscious mind works is that it takes a long period of time to write this stuff on your heart. But you're writing on your heart all the time. So if you aren't controlling what's being written on your heart, others are.
So are you working with companies as a consultant of sorts?
Yeah, what I do is I work with companies, and we go in and determine with the CEO what they want to do, how to get forward from there, and then work and develop a plan to implement it and stay with them to implement that plan.
And you also give them a slogan?
We give actually a variety of slogans to use, and they're not very deep or very complicated. The big thing is to get people to understand that the answer is in the people, and to get leaders to understand the answers are in the people. And the people are very wonderful, creative, talented. If you want to know what's wrong with a company, just go talk to the workers for a while.
for sure. But often the upper echelon don't really care what the workers think, so that causes the problem to continue for as long as the company stays in business.
Well, that's part of the process of, actually, that is a fear attitude in itself. And so what we do in Okay, God, Now What? Is show you how to build the identity God gave you in Christ so that you have a strong position to stand from. That's what that guy James said. He said that as he started to do the affirmations, he said at first it felt like he was standing on a rock, but it was a very strange feeling to him. And he said, whatever came along before, I was like a piece of paper blown in the wind. But after a while, I started to become firm, and I felt like I was a flag on a flagpole. No matter how strong the winds blew, I wasn't going anywhere. I was fixed.
Let me ask you about the slogans that they're using in the political arena these days. What do you think of those?
Well, the two big ones are Mr. Obama's is forward, and Mr. Romney's is believe in America. The good news is about them that those are both good positive slogans. The bad news is that the political campaigns don't run on positive slogans. They win elections with negative statements and slogans. So what you hear is you hear 5-10% positive. I heard one last night on TV. It says there was one positive statement, and the next of the 3 minutes was all negative. What's wrong with the other guy? And the problem with that is as you listen to that, it's all designed to turn you into fear. There is no hope. There is no help. And when you get in fear, you can't think and you can't work on problems creatively.
Well, you know, I watch a little bit of news in the evening, and then I shut the TV off. I don't need those slogans. I don't need them telling me the other guy's bad. I already know they're both bad. Most people who get into politics already have been a little dishonest, and that's how they get all their money. So, you know, you got to worry about those folks. But we do need leaders, and you need a certain type of person. Otherwise, I mean, people that I know in most of my life, they would not be worth anything in a political office because they just aren't that type. They're not that kind of person, you know.
Well, I think part of the process is to encourage people that are the right kind of person to become involved. And really, it's a big challenge to take on a leadership position that comes from a strong self-identity.
Well, it does. And you know, they investigate every portion of your life. If you ever did a wrong thing, that is going to be found out and made a big deal out of. And maybe that's the only thing you've ever done that was really bad. But, boy, it's going to be a big, big issue.
So you have to have a strong self-identity. That's the key to everything. Matter of fact, when I wrote Okay, God, Now What?, I first wrote it about attitudes, how to develop right attitudes. What I discovered was what it really was doing is building a firm identity. And if you have the right identity from God, then it doesn't matter what the attitudes. It'll cause you to choose the right attitudes and reject the wrong ones.
And you have a website?
I have a website. It's called OkayGodNowWhat.com. And anybody who signs up goes in, they can get a free top 10 list of affirmations for free, and the 10th responder can get a free book.
Beautiful. And the book is available there and anywhere else?
Oh, it's available anywhere else fine books are sold.
Don Mann, thank you very much. And did you make up a slogan for me yet?
Be happy, it's going to work.
All right. I'll look forward to that later today. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Thank you, too, very much. Bye-bye now.
Oh, now, Don Mann. Okay, God, Now What? And you can find that at okaygodnowwhat.com.